B-Pod Studios.
Time to get up.
It's time to wake up now.
I can't wake up.
I'm exhausted.
Okay, I get it. It's been a long week. A long, dark week.
Hey, it's Friday.
Happy Friday.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
You better buckle in, because the party is just getting started.
Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Have a great weekend.
It's showtime.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning and welcome. Yes, it is Friday morning, and weekend's here. Free ticket weekend, by the way.
Oh, great.
Great, great shows. Tickets, Santana and the Doobie Brothers together in one big show. Okay, that's coming up all weekend.
First chance at 7:35 today.
7:35 this morning. That's right.
Approximately.
Okay, be qualifying people to head off to Aruba. Boy, isn't this the greatest radio station?
It sure is. We're generous.
Give all the stuff away.
Guess what it's going to be today in Aruba?
80.
Sunny and 80.
Sunny and 80. That's got to be the world's best job.
It's going to be the world's best island. It's meteorologist. Sunny 80 or 81 every day.
Yeah. Okay, so stuff we got coming up on the program today. Boy, this, first of all, is Tom Brady married to a witch?
But a good witch.
Are you a good witch? A good witch. Or a bad witch?
Yes, this is a really fascinating story he told yesterday. About her influence and what she does for him to help him win games. I love Giselle. I want her to come. Help me live my life with intention.
Giselle is German for Glinda, actually.
I didn't realize that, Hank. The Good Witch. Okay, let me see. Jeff Bezos, wow, this story is getting more interesting by the minute.
It has everything. It has political espionage.
Sex.
It has blank pics. I mean, honestly, I just don't understand the whole sexting thing. Boys and girls.
Don't take
people these, are going to find out, even if you are the richest man in the world. Look it.
Yeah, yeah.
Ugh.
Okay, so we got that story coming up for you this morning. What else?
I sent a couple of odd texts one time.
Okay, I don't want to know about this.
It was from the doctor's office, though. It's a joke that I sent to my wife. It's very funny.
Really? Did she think it was funny?
Really?
She did. She thought it was very funny.
That's amazing.
You want me to tell you about it?
I don't know if I want to.
Did you ever delete it?
You'd probably like to see the picture. I know you would. I imagine that those are gone.
Those are gone now. Okay. Remember, they're never really gone.
They're never really gone. You know what I want to talk about in Dirty Laundry?
What are you
gonna
talk
about? I would like to talk about the Pet Sematary trailer that came out. Not only is a spoiler, they spoiled something, but also Stephen King tweeted that this movie was super scary.
Yeah.
When Stephen King says something super scary, you might want to hold on tight.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that.
Okay, we got all this coming up. Plus, we got double comedy whammy for you this morning here on the Lauren White Morning Show. So stick around, everybody. It's going to be a good day.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Well, it is time for comedy on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
So finally.
Finally. That's some real, we have a professional in here.
Don't get your hopes up.
So, this is a man named Eddie Eft, a man who was apparently born with not enough vowels in his name. But he's working on it. And Eddie has got a great show coming up tonight, a 7:30 show, and then two shows tomorrow night. Over at Laugh Boston, Seaport District. You've all been there. You know what it is. It's a great place for a comedy show. Eddie, welcome to the show. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Glad you're here this morning.
It's always good to be up this early.
Yeah, isn't it?
This officially might be the earliest. When I saw the call, he's like, I'll pick you up at 5:50. I was like, you got it. No. You're
kidding.
Is this
you're talking PM, right?
Like, you guys are getting cocky. You won another Super Bowl, and you're like, yeah, let's terrorize everyone.
Yeah. I know. This is really the happiest Boston is right now.
Right
this
now.
Is a good time to be here.
But you've come at a good time because everybody's really happy because we just had another duck boat parade, just won another Super Bowl.
You have.
I was like what I just said.
You guys should give something up. Like, it's a little too much at this point. Like, you're getting a little greedy.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is.
An embarrassment of riches.
Yeah. It really is, yeah.
You can have the New England Revolution.
Oh!
Okay. See, the thing is, Eddie, because we went 94 days between victory parades, which is a really... We were going through withdrawal for a while there, so... It's we're almost.
You know, you're going to turn into Charlie Sheen. That's what happens when you get too much.
That tiger blood.
Yeah.
We've already got a confetti shortage. It's a horrible thing that's going on here. So anyway, how's life?
It's good. I live out in California. I've survived the fires and the floods and the
how close?
I was very close. I got evacuated.
Oh, wow.
For the fires. And then I went back in.
Yeah.
I didn't want to. My wife sent me.
What did you forget?
To leave my body there. I woke up in that morning and she woke me up. The night before I went and saw the fire, I drove to where it was.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this isn't bad. It's so far away. Nothing's going to happen. I came home. I'm like, we're safe. 5 a.m. She goes, get up. Get up. It jumped the 101. We're leaving. Get everything. And I was like, what? What's got-? She goes, we have to evacuate. They have mandatory evacuation. And I had that moment where I was like, wow, it's really happening. Like, I always thought this could happen.
Yeah.
I'm like, my house is going to burn down. And I thought to myself, you know what? I can deal with this because my wife's a hoarder. And this is just like a, this is like a spring cleaning.
Oh, my God.
I've got insurance.
This is the ultimate Marie Kondo.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
So what did you take?
So we did computers, hard drives, like documents, and oh, and the kid. We took one of the dogs. We left the other one.
Really?
You know, you know how much it cost to put them down?
Maybe it was a Dalmatian. I don't know.
Oh, then they usually cremate them anyway. But
everybody missed Lauren's joke. That was hilarious. Maybe it was a Dalmatian. Dog. That's fire hilarious. my wife, though, I went up onto the top of the mountain and I could look down. We live in this little valley in the mountains above Malibu. And I could see the fires coming and I could see like how far away they were and how fast they were moving. And one of the women, like there were a whole bunch of people up on the hill watching from the area where, and this woman's like, yeah, I've been, this is the third time for me. And she's like, I've lost, you know, two or three houses or whatever.
Oh, my God. Well,
it's Malibu. She owned all of them at the same time.
Right.
Yep. And, but she goes, she's like, did you turn your gas off? And I'm like, no. She's like, you better get back down there. So then I had to like zoom down in, turn the gas off and get back up. So I did that. And I told my wife I did it. And she's like, you went back down? And I'm like, yeah. And she goes, and you didn't get any of my clothes? She's like, go back down there right now. So I went down. I got her clothes. Then the woman top of the hill, she goes, did you cover your attic eaves? And I'm like, you know, you need to make a list for me because I don't like making these trips down into the belly of the beast without you, you know. So I go back down and my wife's giving me more and more of a list to the point where I now, after like 14 trips, have gotten everything out of the house and I've gotten it all out. And then I'm taking it all to the storage place and I'm putting it in the storage facility. And then I'm like, I wonder how this storage facility could burn down.
Better go put it back in the house.
But I went down at one point because somebody said, hey, you should wet down your roof. You should get all the leaves off the roof. Get the leaves out of the gutters. You know, there's a lot of ways to protect your house.
Sure.
So I'm on the roof. I'm doing it. And one of my neighbors, who's a volunteer fireman, comes down the hill. And I live, it's weird. There's a lot of celebrities where I live, a lot of rednecks, it's this weird, weird mountain area where there's like all these like ultra liberal people and then like gun-toting psychopaths. One of the gun-toting psychopaths comes down the hill on his quad runner without a shirt on, jeans and boots.
Yeah.
And I'm on the roof like blowing the leaves as fast as I can to then escape as quickly as possible. And he points at me and he goes, good man, you're staying to fight the fire. I'm like, I'm about to answer. He goes, all the alpha males are staying. The betas have left.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, and my wife's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I think I'm staying to fight a fire. I don't want to come out with the beta males.
Oh, God, that's amazing.
He did. He was like, we're going to fight at my house, and then when it comes down the hill, we'll go down and we'll fight together at your house. And I was like, you're not the guy I thought I was going to die with.
Hang on. We'll be back.
Okay,
you got to see Eddie Up. He's got a show tonight and then two more tomorrow night. And you can simply go to laughboston.com. Great place for a show. Great comic. You're going to love it. He'll be back with us. Hank's here with an
Bring all your beta male friends.
That's right. Yeah.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So we got this great guy in the studio this morning, Eddie F. You're going to love his show. He's got a show tonight, two shows tomorrow night. Laugh Boston, tickets, laughboston.com. Better get them because they're going to sell out. So Eddie was just telling us about the fires in California almost took his house out. How close did they actually get to your house?
About a mile away.
About a mile away. Okay.
Yeah.
Fighting the fire with his other alpha males in the neighborhood.
Oh, my goodness.
I became the guy. So they... They evacuated everywhere, and then they set up roadblocks. And once you leave, you can't come back in.
Right, yeah.
I think constitutionally you're not allowed. They can't force you to leave your house. But once you leave, you can't. So I left with, got my wife and kid out of there. But then I came back in to, like, fix things and make sure, like, fireproof my house. And I would have to sneak in.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And I found, like, because I mountain bike all around there and everything. I know all these, like, little dirt roads and. And then guys started calling me that they were worried that their house was going to burn. They wanted to get in to fire protect it. And so they would call me and be like, hey, I heard you know the way.
Oh, my God.
And I became like the Oscar Schindler. I was like sneaking everybody. I would meet them at certain. I'd be like, I'll meet you at Calabasas High at 7 p.m. Yeah. And then you're going to have to leave your car there. And we're going to walk through this backyard of this house. And then I'm going to have a guy on a motorcycle pick you up. And I was taking all these guys in to, like, go protect their houses and get, like, supplies into. There were a lot of guys that stayed that needed water and needed food. Yep, I mean, there were guys bringing stuff on jet skis and stuff up because they don't want anyone in. They don't want you looting.
Well, okay.
And,
sure.
Yeah, so I was – I got all kinds of stuff. And it's Malibu. I got a Lamborghini.
So what else is new in your life?
I don't know. Mudslides.
Yeah, this is now it's raining.
Yeah, it's the season, isn't it?
Yeah.
All the vegetation's gone, so now it starts raining and the mud starts.
Yeah, the mud starts flying down.
I really do feel like snow is not that bad.
Yeah,
when people
yeah.
from California come and say, "Well, our house is going to burn down. It's going to fall down a mountain." Like, snow doesn't seem that bad.
Yeah, but I come back to this weather and I'm like, nope. I'll take the fires and the mudslides and the. But it's cold there now. It's cold and rainy.
Well, they got like, 4 feet of snow in the mountains, didn't they?
Yeah, God's mad at us.
Yeah.
California is just, we're done. We're getting ready to crumble and fall off into the ocean.
So it's not so bad not winning the Super Bowl.
No, I've never been a Rams fan, and I don't like the bandwagoners. So I got to admit, it might have been, being a Pittsburgher, it might have been the first time I've ever cheered for you guys.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, because I couldn't. I do not like bandwagoners. And,
there is in L.A.
I was in the airport, and I hear this guy go, and my brother's a diehard Rams fan. And I'm like, diehard? How are you diehard? And, like, he developed that in 2 years?
Really? Ever since they came back, he's been right there.
That's right. You know, I used to like him when they're in St. Louis, whatever.
I follow them around the country. I'm touring with them.
Okay. And speaking of sports, heck.
Well, let's talk Patriots.
Of LA.
Yeah, right. Former Celtic Rajon Rondo crushes. Hit a buzzer beater last night, and the LA Lakers beat the Celtics 129-128 on the parquet. LeBron had a triple double with 28 points. Kyrie had 24. Bruins host the LA Kings tomorrow. Speaking of Tom Brady, had his beard shaved for charity at the Gillette World headquarters in Boston yesterday. You won't believe what he said about his wife, Giselle.
This is amazing. Right. We're going to cover this right after 7 o'clock this morning.
Right, and the Red Bull Crashed Ice Series begins tonight at Fenway. That's a look at sports.
Okay, we had one of the Red Bull Crashed Ice guys on yesterday morning. If you want to see something with people that are crazy, this is the thing to go see, okay?
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
So our special guest this morning, Eddie Eft, is here in the studio. Eddie's going to be over at Laugh Boston. One show tonight, two shows tomorrow night. Get your tickets now. Log on to laughboston.com. And Eddie, you know, he's a football fan, grew up in Pittsburgh and all that sort of thing. And so we were talking about the Patriots and Brady and all this. And yesterday, we learned so much yesterday about Tom Brady and his relationship.
Tom Brady was at Gillette getting his beard shaved, and he was talking about Giselle. And Giselle apparently is very influential in his life, not only off the field, but actually kind of on it. And this is what he had to say.
You know, I've learned a lot from my wife over the years. She's so about the power of intention, you know, and believing things that are really going to happen. And she always makes a little altar for me at the game because she just wills it so much. And so she put together a little altar for me that I could bring with pictures of my kids. And I have these little special stones and healing stones and protection stones. And she has me wear a necklace and take these drops she makes. And I say all these mantras. And I stopped questioning her a long time ago. I did. I just shut up and listened. And at first I was like, this is kind of crazy. And then about 4 years ago, we were playing the Seahawks. And she said, you better listen to me. This is your year. But this is all the things you're going to have to do to win. And I did all those things. And by God, you know, it worked. It was pretty good. And then in 2015, it was about early January. And she said, you know how much I love you. And I said, yeah. And she said, I just want to let you know, this is not going to be your year. And of course, we lost. I said, what does 16 look like? And she said, 16 is going to be your year. So it was early January this year. And I said, babe, I asking, like, do we have a chance? And she said, yeah, but you're going to have to do a lot of work and you're really going to have to listen to me. So, man, I listened to her. And right after the game, she said, see, I did a lot of work. You do your work, I do mine. She said, you're lucky you married a witch. I'm just a good witch.
Amazing.
Amazing? Huh? What do you think about that?
Wow. I want to know about, I got to call my bookie and find out about next year.
Another wife controlling his stones.
Wow. Good point.
That's
on
an
your
amazing, okay. Is that, I just can't even believe.
My mother-in-law's like that. She's one of those witches, and she's a bad witch.
Okay. No, do you believe in that stuff?
I don't believe in it. I'm in L.A., and all that stuff's around me. I don't believe any of it.
You
I'm
don't?
Such a cynic.
No,
okay.
No dream board?
I don't believe in anything like that. But my mother-in-law does and puts up weird
really?
Stuff in my daughter's room, and I just don't question it.
Okay.
That was like my mom would, like, if we had a baseball game where little, I'm going to light a candle for you. And my grandmother and my aunts were always big on saying novenas.
Novenas? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sending them into the newspaper to have them printed.
Giselle right, seems more involved than that.
Yeah, a little.
Definitely
a
well,
lot.
Well, an altar crystals and all that other stuff. Yeah. I mean, my New Year's resolution was to have an inspiration board.
Have you done it yet?
Blank as blank can be. I would need her to come over and have intentions in my life because it seems to be working for Tom.
It's amazing. Do you believe in that stuff?
I don't not believe in it. I believe that anything helps, especially me. So, I mean,
well, maybe it's the power of suggestion.
I think if you throw something out in the universe and like you, that sort of, and it's like that wish book, but like I think if you just throw something out, keep saying it to the universe, I think you start acting like you're going to get it. Do you know
I agree
what I mean?
With that. My mom is 83 years old, and she's, you know, getting up there, and she... some guy she knows died, mm-hmm. and she sainted him. She calls him Saint Jack now.
Really?
And she'll always go, you need to pray to Saint Jack. And I'm like, Mama, he's not a saint. And she's like, oh, he is. And I don't know why she feels... this guy was just some guy she knew. And
did he leave her money?
No, he didn't do anything for us. And now the guy's in sainthood. And I... weirdly, I
would pursue that backstory, by the way. Yeah, you
know, I think he's my father.
Nice.
Eddie F., he's got a show tonight, two shows tomorrow night at Laugh Boss and laughboss.com. Hey, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Ray. This is so much fun.
Good
coming
luck
here.
Setting
thanks,
your
guys.
Altar up before the show.
Set your altar up before the show. It will be a good night.
I need to know, so I bet.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus and Effie are sitting around the breakfast table, and Ephus is feeling a bit pensive when he says...
You know, Effie, I was thinking.
Yeah?
If I die, I want you to sell off everything I own.
Well, why in God's name would I do that?
Well, because if you got married again, I wouldn't want some world using all my stuff.
Oh, Evitch, you don't have to worry about that.
Well, why not?
Why would I marry another
Again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Hey,
right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Airlines. We're just talking to our special guest, Eddie F. in here, because he flies a lot, and everybody, you know, they hate to fly now, but, yeah, but maybe we need an incentive to fly
more. Getting a little creepier.
More.
Not really. Yeah. Actually, you know, there's nothing quite like being in a sort of claustrophobic tube with dozens of other strangers and then having a napkin sort of tell you to creep out on your seatmate.
What?
So this is what happened.
Yeah.
Delta and Diet Coke and Coke, they collaborate on, like, marketing things. And
sure.
They have these napkins and Delta, you know, Coke napkins. And on the napkins, they encourage passengers to give their phone number to their plane crush. Now,
really?
First of all, considering the current climate of, like, plane behavior,
yeah.
People
yes.
touching people getting drunk, people, all this other stuff. So it's one napkin reads, be a little old school, write down your number and give it to your plane crush. You never know. And then the other one, because you're on a plane full of interesting people, and hey, you never know. You know what you never know? You never know if the guy sitting next to you is, I don't know,
a creep.
Not wearing pants.
Exactly.
It's a good thing they didn't partner with Nike. You know,
just do it.
It's funny, at the bottom of the napkin, it's worse. Diet Coke, because I can.
Yeah.
Which, that's a little creepy, too.
It has a little space you can write your phone number. Who even does that? Like, a phone number? You give people your email, don't you? I mean, just, I don't know.
No,
give them your burner phone number.
Seriously.
It's so uncomfortable being on a plane anyway. Can you imagine sitting next to somebody for hours and then all of a sudden
they give you
their phone number and you're like,
phone number.
What?
Yep.
I want to know if anybody's ever done it. Like, anybody, have you ever? I had a friend at a baseball game take out his business card and hand it to the woman as he was leaving that was sitting on the opposite aisle seat.
My cousin met her husband on a plane.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
They were both flying for business and they met each other and
numbers on a napkin.
I guess they got married. Now they have a baby.
617-931-1057. Give us a call if you've met your significant other on a plane. Okay.
Actually, my great aunt met my great uncle on a plane coming home from Cuba.
Get out.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were Cuban.
Yes, a little bit. Did you ever have their sandwiches? They're awesome.
It was the cigars.
That was the cigars, man. You can't go wrong with that.
The Lorne and Wally Morning Show. With Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian. Weekdays. 80s and more. All day and night. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Salacious. This is brought to you by Mass Eye and Ear. Hey, we're going to give away a pair of tickets at the end of Dirty Laundry, so stay tuned. But we've got some Julian Edelman news. It's the scariest trailer I've seen so far. But first, scarier still for Jeff Bezos. So Jeff Bezos published emails he got from the National Enquirer in which they threatened to release nude photos of him and his girlfriend. It's Lauren Sanchez. Now, let's back up for a minute.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos, CEO of Amazon. He was married for 25 years to the same woman, four kids. Well, it comes out that he's been having an affair with a family friend, Lauren Sanchez. And the Enquirer published a couple of, like, you know, grainy photos of them kissing in a restaurant. And, you know, a close friend says they've been doing blah, blah, blah. So Jeff Bezos is like, what the heck? And he hired some investigators to see if this was a politically motivated thing. Because if you don't know, Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post. And
right.
The Washington Post is very critical of Donald Trump.
Right.
And the National Enquirer is very good friends with Donald Trump.
Right, yeah.
Right.
Anyway,
so
it's like very confusing.
Yeah.
I need an org chart. Yeah. So he launches an investigation. He gets an email from the executive of the National Enquirer's parent company saying that if he stops with the investigation, then they won't publish what they have, which are nude photos of him and her, not necessarily together. apparently, they've been sending texts to each other of their...
They've been sexting.
Yeah.
That seems like blackmail.
It is blackmail. Oh, okay. It's totally blackmail.
Maybe that's why it seems like blackmail.
Anyway, he's just like, you know what? I'm the richest dude in the whole wide world,
that's pretty much.
So I don't care. He said, of course I don't want personal photos published, but I also won't participate in their well-known practice of blackmail, political favors, political attacks, and corruption. I prefer to stand up, roll this log over, and see what crawls out. Now, I have mixed feelings about this because I am totally psyched that Jeff Bezos did this because, you know, it's really what's right and wrong. You can't let somebody blackmail you. But I'm very disappointed that he's sending pictures of his nether regions over the phone when he's a grown man with four children.
This is the guy who came up with Alexa.
He
came up with Amazon. He's got some brains. But you know,
but that's the thing.
We know where they are.
I will never understand that. Why do men do this? I don't understand it. I don't know what.
She sent some back.
Yeah, women do it too.
Those weren't pictures of her. She was in one of them, she apparently was smoking a cigar in a suggestive way. I mean, like, that's just like bush league.
Okay, that'll do it.
But
excuse me, but that'll do it.
That's Lauren Beck and Falcone.
I'm really serious.
You know what I mean? Why do you guys always
I got the idea.
I'm very disappointed.
But then the question is, who leaked it?
Well, probably a quote-unquote friend,
like a friend of hers.
That's the thing.
Who do you show that stuff to?
He is blaming her brother.
Oh.
What, she's going to show this to her brother?
Maybe he got her phone, because he knew this is what you
do. Right.
Okay. This is what you do. You're like, oh my God, my sister's having an affair with Jeff Bezos. I'm grabbing her phone.
He's got a lot of money.
Yeah, let's see what I can get. Because the people...
But she must have a weak password.
Even more reason, Jeff. Not to send these things. I mean, if you're some schlub who's just a regular 9-to-5er, send away.
Nobody cares. Yeah.
But if you're like the richest man in the world and people are looking to blackmail you and you're not really on the same political page as the President of the United States and the National Enquirer, you might not want to send those pictures.
He should have just given them free home delivery to Amazon and Whole Foods.
I'm smarter than Jeff Bezos. That's my takeaway from this is that I'm smarter than the richest man in the world.
Well, there you go.
Okay, so listen, Julian Edelman. He's going to be on Ellen today with his disgusting beard.
Yeah,
and guess what happens?
They're going to shave it today?
Ellen is going to shave it off because she offered $10,000 to be donated to the Boys and Girls Club of Boston if he would let her shave it off, and he did. And I saw the clip. Oh, I would want to have to pick up those scrappings.
I know. Brady was joking about it yesterday
because
Brady had his shaved off, and he's like, Lord knows what you'd find in there. Probably breakfast from 3 months ago, car keys.
Yeah, exactly.
But he told us that he uses grooming. He grooms it and uses shampoo and all that stuff. So.
It doesn't look that way.
You don't think so?
Okay. And also Pet Sematary, the new version is coming out on April 5th. I'm not going to tell you. The trailer has a spoiler alert in it. There's a twist. I won't tell you. You can go look at it at WROR.com. But Stephen King, the master of horror, even tweeted, "This is a scary movie. Be warned."
Wow.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the games to begin here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program. We have a player standing by online right now. And he's an interesting guy named Michael Tyro. He's a union pipe fitter, Local 537, from East Bridgewater, Massachusetts. Good morning, Michael. How you doing this morning?
Very good, thank you.
Good. So where are you fitting pipes these days?
Downtown Boston, down in the heart of the city.
Oh, wow.
Gee, it's just too bad there's no construction going on downtown, right?
Yeah, right. We're very busy, though.
Well, that's good.
So
good.
You realize what's going to be happening over the next 60 seconds or so, right?
I do.
Okay, LBF, as she's concocted another 10 questions here that are really, really difficult to answer. But we think you've got what it takes because we have $1,000 in cash standing by for you.
And, I'm confident.
From Century Bank. That'd be nice to win, wouldn't it?
It would be fabulous.
Okay. Everybody feels comfortable? Now, remember, Michael, you can say pass at any time, but don't waste too much time, man. Jump right on these and save time to come back and pick them up at the end. So if you're ready, LBF's ready, everybody's ready. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What is 4 times 6?
4 times 6 is 24.
Name the Celtic whose jersey is number 11.
Kyrie Irving.
Who is the CEO of Amazon?
Jeff Bezos. Bezos.
What popular figure was born Martha Helen Kostra in 1941?
Martha Stewart.
What birds are traditionally used as gas detectors in coal mines?
Canary.
John F. Kennedy was a member of which political party?
Democrat.
What is the more common name for epidermis?
Skin.
A tree which is deciduous does what?
Pass.
What's the only food that never expires?
Honey.
What's the oldest currency still in use?
Pass.
A tree which is deciduous does what?
It flowers.
Oh, you were super close. You were really
great. Okay,
you
got eight of them.
You got eight. Like, we haven't had a person get eight in a long time. You were so good.
Very, very impressive, Michael.
Okay. A tree which is deciduous, and you're never going to forget this, it loses its leaves. Yeah.
I know.
The worst. the oldest currency still in use, the British pound.
Wow. Other than that, you nailed all
of them. Other than that, nailed. Nailed it.
Good.
Got the Martha Stewart question. Props.
Wow. Good for you. Hey, we have a...
That was a good guess, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Hey, are you a romantic kind of guy?
I am.
Oh, good.
Nice. Would you like a kiss?
Okay.
No,
oh,
God.
No, because next Thursday is Valentine's Day, so we're going to send you a pack of passes to see Isn't It Romantic? It's starring Rebel Wilson.
Very funny.
Liam Hemsworth. Okay. It's in theaters on the 13th, which is the day before Valentine's Day. And it's actually a four-pack, so you can take the kids with you, too.
Or, you know.
Sounds great.
Your harem.
Okay. Or, you know.
Or the couple you swing with. Whatever.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, we cover all the potential possibilities. Okay, so enjoy yourself.
He's from East Bridgewater.
Hey, walk with your head held high today because you did a fantastic job, okay?
Thank you. I really tried.
You did a great job. You really did.
Anybody else, you think you got what it takes? Come on, you think you can do what Michael did? I doubt it seriously, but you might as well give it a shot because you can win $1,000 from Century Bank. But you got to qualify. Register by logging on to WRR.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Morning, this is the Lorne and Wally Morning Show, and things have really been shaken out very interestingly after the Super Bowl 53 and the sixth Super Bowl. Lombardi Trophy for the Pats and Brady's sixth ring and all that stuff. And so Brady's getting his shave yesterday for charity. And so the press is there and they start asking him questions and he starts talking about Giselle and the relationship. And it's just absolutely spectacular and fascinating. So we thought we should share this with you this morning. Listen to what he had to say.
You know, I've learned a lot from my wife over the years. She's so about the power of intention, you know, in believing things that are really going to happen. And she always makes a little altar for me at the game because she just wills it so much. And so she put together a little altar for me that I could bring with pictures of my kids. And I have these little special stones and healing stones and protection stones. And she has me wear a necklace and take these drops she makes. And I say all these mantras. And I stopped questioning her a long time ago. I did. I just shut up and listened. And at first I was like, this is kind of crazy. And then about 4 years ago, we were playing the Seahawks. And she said, you better listen to me. This is your year. But this is all the things you're going to have to do to win. And I did all those things. And by God, you know, it worked. It was pretty good. And then in 2015, it was about early January. And she said, you know how much I love you. And I said, yeah. And she said, I just want to let you know this is not going to be your year. And of course, we lost. I said, what does 16 look like? And she said, 16 is going to be your year. So it was early January this year. And I said, babe, I asking, like, do we have a chance? And she said, yeah, but you're going to have to do a lot of work and you're really going to have to listen to me. So, man, I listened to her. And right after the game, she said, see, I did a lot of work. You do your work, I do mine. She said, you're lucky you married a witch. I'm just a good witch.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, you know, I mean, she's... we read about how she's into homeopathic stuff.
Right,
like,
yeah.
When her kids have a cold, she like puts lemons and the onion.
Poultice on them and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, and so, really. I mean, that's legit. And I think I've talked to somebody who works in a very male-dominated industry, and she puts crystals all around her to protect her from the negativity, and she says it totally works.
Where are your crystals?
They're on order. They're coming tomorrow.
My wife, the power of intention, my wife always tells me what she intends me to do. And you know what? I do it.
I understand.
Yeah. No, I think there's legitimacy to it. And I think if you believe in something, even if it's cray-cray, I think it affects you. Like, I believe that I'm 110 pounds.
Hey, and if you want to share that, we've got that.
Go to WRY.com. It's fun to watch.
It's funny because he's getting shaved, so he's leaning back in the chair and just kind of talking to the ceiling, telling everyone this. His wife's a witch.
His wife's
cool
a witch.
Stuff, share
a good witch.
Hey.
A good witch.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
Well, I do believe that it is time, ladies and gentlemen, for the Lauren and Wally animal story of the day today. What do we have for the animal story today?
This is kind of fascinating.
Yes, okay.
Nine lives. A cat in Montana got stuck in the snow. And Fluffy was found buried in the snow in a town called Kalispell. It was 10 degrees out.
Ooh.
That's cool. Yep.
So there were pictures of the cat in the snow and stuck. And like it was the fur, like it was all just matted with snow and fur. Frozen.
Frozen.
Wow. Frozen cat. Unresponsive. Ooh. So someone took it to a vet's office, like, I don't know, just to get rid of the body. But the doctors, miracle of miracles, were able to revive him. They poured warm water on the cat.
Really?
And used heating pads to get her back to life. And now she's at home and doing well.
Ooh.
This reminds me of a story of Stiffy. My cat.
Yeah.
Lucky.
Oh,
who
no.
disappeared in the winter of 1980. We found her, but it was the summer of 1980. And she was frozen, but not in a snowy way. It was a rigor mortis way.
You didn't get there in time to try that warm water trick.
Warm water.
No,
warm
but when
water.
My little sister's friend found her, she was 5 years old.
Oh.
She's like, Bruce.
Traumatic.
I think I found your cat.
Oh, God.
Like a nice toilet bowl cleaner.
It was in the basement where it was cold, so it was preserved.
Oh.
And so my little sister runs upstairs and gets a spatula.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and it was frozen in its position, like kind of like the way a cat kind of sits in its position. And my
probably
father,
not a lot of meat left
My
either.
Father had put it in the trash, and it was sticking up, like straight up.
Oh.
And my brother, who was like 12 at the time, walks in. And my mother says, we found the cat. And he looks at the basket and he says, how'd it get in there?
The Lauren and Wally Show. More 80s variety. All day.
Terrible.
80s and more. 057 WROR.
Okay, this is really a big deal, everybody. So I think we had to bring out the big drum because we got somebody we've been waiting on all morning to see. I mean, really. And then he's had one heck of a tough time getting here this morning. It's Preacher Lawson. Morning, Preacher. How you doing today?
Good
to see
you.
Good morning.
Man, I'm so glad to
you
be here.
You made it.
I did make it. I didn't think I was going to make it.
Okay, so Preacher Lawson flew in on the red eye. And now, you've probably seen him on TV because he was one of the finalists on America's Got Talent here.
And coming up Monday night, you're in the Champions Final,
yes,
right?
Yes, the finale.
Yeah.
The
exciting.
Big finale.
Yes,
okay.
It's on Monday, and the results are the following Monday.
Yeah, you could get redemption against the
I know.
The little, you know, 12-year-old ventriloquist.
Yeah, I could.
Damn.
I could. But so, we are.
Now, here's the deal.
And I know
the Preacher. I love I love the name. How did you get the name Preacher?
My mom.
Your mom?
Yeah.
A lot of us get our names.
Yeah, that's most of us. Yeah, most of us. My mom, she gave me the nickname Preacher when I was 2 weeks old. She was at a gospel conference, and a bunch of people she had never met before was like, when he gets older, he's going to be a preacher. So for fun, she was like, I'm going to start calling you Preacher. And he just stuck. I don't know what I was doing at 2 weeks old to give that impression. Can I get a wire? Like, I don't know.
So anyway, preachers
turning bottles into wine.
Yeah, turning my mom's milk into wine. Right?
But that was bottles into wine, man. That's really.
I was walking my bathtub water. She's like, wait a second.
Now you got a show tonight at the Wilbur, right?
I do,
but it's sold out.
It's already sold out. That's why I came on the radio to let y'all know you can't come.
Okay.
Because I'm on fire.
Good.
No.
Yeah. But the deal is, you've booked another show coming up when?
March 1st.
March 1st.
All right,
okay.
Just a couple weeks.
Yeah. Awesome. A couple weeks, man.
BeWilber.com.
Yeah.
Get some tickets.
Go get some tickets.
Because you are like super busy right now.
I'm so busy, especially when I miss exits. That just makes me busier.
Welcome to Boston traffic.
Yeah. But yeah, but what the heck? Okay. For real. I missed one exit. It said 3 minutes away. I missed it. And I was like, I'll just get the next one. Like, it's fine. It said 20 minutes.
Are you riding a bicycle?
Like, I'm going home. Chitty, chitty, bang, bang. Chitty, bang, bang. I wanted to fly all the way to the hotel. I was so sad. Anyway, what were you saying?
No, you're busy now.
Oh, yeah. I got the show World's Most Amazing Dogs on Facebook Watch.
Tell us about the World's Most Amazing Dog.
So World's Most Amazing Dog is the first interactive show on Facebook Watch. And it's just pretty much dogs competing to see who's the coolest. You know, everyone loves dogs.
They do them, like, good. Playing and cards.
Yeah. they do stuff. They play Connect Four.
They
do all kind of backflips.
So you got beat by a puppet, and so now you're like, I'm going to start working with dogs.
Yeah, exactly. Because I was like,
You got those dogs that, like, jump off into the water and catch stuff.
Yes.
You throw to them, all like
they do that. They grab beers. It's weird.
Oh, really? Wow.
They grab beers.
How about Mr. Piffles, the magical dog?
He's a magic dog.
Who's the magical dog?
Yeah. Mr. Piffles, and he was on AGT, too.
Oh, you're talking about I know his name.
Piff the Magic Dragon.
Piff the Magic Dragon. Yeah, which I knew.
So we all knew that.
Yeah, we all.
Yeah, everybody knows.
Yeah, I knew his name.
It was either him or that other magical dragon.
So you grew up in Florida, right?
Yeah. No, I didn't. I didn't grow up in Florida, actually. I just claimed Florida. Orlando, Florida.
Nobody grows up in Florida.
You grew up in Memphis, right?
Yes, I did.
See, I have Wikipedia.
Yeah. I grew up in Memphis. That's most of my adolescence. But I moved a lot. Like, I moved, like, 20 times.
Wow.
20 times. 20 times. The first year I ever went to a school, full year, was in 8th grade. Because 7th grade, I went to 3 different schools. 6th grade, I went to 3 different schools. 5th grade, I went to 2. Wow. You know what I mean? Like, I just moved a lot.
Did your parents move and not tell you where they were going or anything?
My mom would just be like, let's roll. And I'm like, you're the adult. So, she would tell everything she told me to do when we were moving. Get on the ground! You know, be quiet. You know, I did all that, she's a grown-up.
I mean, do you think that helped you just become this funny guy? Is that?
Yeah, I guess so, man. I mean, I always thought things were funny and no one else thought it was funny. So it's pretty cool to find some people that actually think the same thing I think is funny is, you know, that's all funny is like what you can relate to. So people can relate to my silliness.
Okay. Preacher Lawson, he's got a show tonight, but the bad news is you can't go to that. So he booked another show coming up on March 1st. You can get your tickets at thewilber.com. I'm glad you made it in this morning. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Okay.
But if you go in, despite the fact that the show's sold out, if you hang around the bar long enough, you'd probably come out and hang with those people.
Oh, I say hi to everybody after the show.
Okay.
Everybody.
And what's the name of the dog show again? I want to see this, too.
It's the World's Most Amazing Dog.
And it's on Facebook.
Facebook Watch. It's free. Everybody got it.
Cool. Okay. Excellent. Thanks.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.